The last remaining unbeaten team in HDNL baseball moved two wins clear of the chasing pack in the Little Four with a doubleheader sweep on Tuesday. Hello and welcome to this week's Camewood News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Little Four leaders in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest HDNL baseball and softball news, some college baseball and softball updates, and where one local all-league player is taking her talents after graduation this year. But first up, it's been a good season so far for the St. Bernard's baseball team, and the Crusaders are showing no signs of slowing down. On Tuesday, the unbeaten Crusaders hosted the South Fork Cubs in a Little Four doubleheader with the early conference lead on the line. And it was the home team that walked away with a pair of shutout victories to go to 4-0 in the Little Four and move two wins clear of the chasing pack. The Crusaders won 7-0 and 1-0, and they succeeded with some standout pitching, with four pitchers combining to hold the Cubs to just four hits over the two games. Senior Tyler Heinrichs got the start on the mound in the opener and threw six strong innings, allowing one hit and four walks and striking out 11. Freshman Taylor Bailey pitched the final inning to secure the win. Junior Garrett Shanahan got the start in game two and threw five scoreless innings, allowing just two hits and two walks and striking out six, before sophomore Saewon Kwon took over and threw two scoreless innings for the save. With the two wins, the SB boys improved to 12-0 on the season, while the Cubs dropped to 2-2 in the Little Four and 6-9 overall. Also in the Little Four on Tuesday, the Ferndale boys got their first conference win after dropping two games to St. Bernard's last week. The Cats hosted Hoopa and withstood a late rally by the visitors to hold on for a 9-6 win, improving to 1-2 in the Little Four and 9-2 overall. The Hoopa boys dropped to 0-3 and 4-6. The battle for the Little Four softball championship, meanwhile, is shaping up to be an exciting race with little to separate the main contenders. After splitting a conference opening doubleheader last week, the South Fork and Hoopa girls both swept league doubleheaders on Tuesday to move into a tie atop the standings. The Cubs traveled to play St. Bernard's at the Bear River Sports Complex and escaped with two wins. They appeared to be cruising to victory in the opener and led 11-1 going into the bottom of the fifth inning. But the Crusaders had other ideas and came storming back to take a 15-12 advantage going into the seventh. The Cubs, however, are defending conference champs for a reason, and they would answer, adding four more runs in the seventh inning on the way to a 16-15 win. Game two wasn't as close, with the Cubs winning 10-0 to go to 3-1 in the Little Four and joining Hoopa atop the conference standings. The Hoopa girls travelled to play Ferndale and won both of their games, 12-0 and 9-7, also improving to 3-1 in the Little Four. All four Little Four softball teams will be back in action with two more doubleheaders next Tuesday. Hoopa travels to play two games against St. Bernard's, while South Fork will host Ferndale. In Big 5 softball, it's been a good start to conference play for the Eureka Loggers. After going winless last year, Eureka could be the most improved team in the HDNL this spring. They opened conference play on Saturday and split a doubleheader with Fortuna, handing the Huskies their first loss of the year. Fortuna held on late for a 3-2 victory in Game 1, but the Loggers would bounce back immediately, taking Game 2 12-7. Eureka followed that with an 8-2 win over Arcata on Wednesday to go to 2-1 in the Big 5 and 5-7 overall. Fortuna, meanwhile, lost 3-2 at McKinleyville on Wednesday as the Panthers improved to 1-0 in conference play and the Huskies dropped to 1-2. Three-time defending Big 5 champs Del Norte began their conference schedule with a doubleheader sweep over Arcata on Saturday, winning both games by the narrowest of margins. The Warriors took Game 1 7-6 and followed that with a 2-1 victory in Game 2. In Big 5 baseball, it's been a good start to conference play for the Eureka boys, who won all three of their games this week. The Loggers hosted Fortuna on Saturday and won both games with some outstanding pitching. Senior Ty Crawford pitched a no-hitter in Game 1, which Eureka won 11-0, and sophomore Braden Bermers pitched a complete Game 2-hitter in Game 2, which Eureka won 8-0. The Loggers continued to roll on Wednesday with a 5-1 win over Arcata, with sophomore Kyle Jaconi throwing a complete Game 1-hitter. Del Norte also enjoyed a good opening day in conference play, sweeping a doubleheader against Arcata in Crescent City on Saturday, winning 4-0 and 10-0. The McKinleyville Panthers began their conference schedule on Wednesday, beating Fortuna 15-0. Eureka is now 3-0 in the Big Five, while Del Norte is 2-0 and McKinleyville 1-0, with Fortuna and Arcata both 0-3. Big Five action in baseball and softball is scheduled to continue on Saturday, providing the weather cooperates. Eureka will travel to McKinleyville for doubleheaders in both sports, while both Fortuna teams will travel to Crescent City to take on Del Norte. In college baseball, College of the Redwoods continued to struggle against runaway conference leaders Feather River last weekend, dropping two games by scores of 9-0 and 16-6. Sior is now 2-17 in the Golden Valley Conference and 4-28 overall. The Sior women also are struggling in conference play. The Corsairs hosted Feather River in a doubleheader last weekend and lost both games, 17-1 and 2-1. Redwoods is now 2-8 in conference and 9-16-1 overall. The Cal Poly Humboldt softball team fared better over the weekend, winning three of their four games against Cal State Monterey Bay and improving to 9-7 in conference and 18-19 overall. The Jacks are scheduled to host Cal State San Bernardino in a four-game series this weekend and are now third in the conference standings. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, Eureka High senior Macy Secor announced recently that she will play volleyball at College of the Redwoods after graduation later this year. Secor, who is also a standout softball player, signed her letter of intent to play for Redwoods at a letter signing ceremony at Sior. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.